Hello again, Nigel Ogden here, and it's good to be back with you once again for another selection of goodies from my archives. Now, I've always enjoyed hearing the sounds of the same instrument played by several different organists, and I hope that might be of interest to you as well, because that's the format for this particular programme. Now, of course, this was a frequent occurrence during the days of solo theatre organ broadcasts, when certain instruments became regulars on the airwaves. Now, obviously, the BBC theatre organ was one such instrument, but there were others, such as the Wurlitzers in the Granada Tooting, the Odeons at Manchester and Leeds, and the one which provides all our music this evening, the superb four-manual 16-rank Wurlitzer in the building which opened as the Gaumont State Kilburn in December 1937. Now, as theatre organ enthusiasts will know, the organ is still in situ and has the air blown through the pipes every so often to try to keep it playable, but in general it sits silently in that beautiful building day after day. Well, as I mentioned, the Kilburn Wurlitzer was often used for broadcasts during the 1960s, and the first person we're about to hear putting it through its paces is one of the most famous names of that era, and a brilliant all-round keyboard musician, William Davis, who of course was also closely associated with Friday Night Is Music Night for many years. Well, just about all the tracks begin with signature tunes and a spoken introduction by the player concerned, so here we go with William Davis.
Hello there, nice to be back with you once again on the organ, this time at the Gaumont State Cinema here in London, and to start Wolf Ferrari's overture to the opera Susanna's Secret.
The overture Susanna's Secret getting us off to a lively start thanks to that performance by William Davis. Now, item number two is also number one. You'll see what I mean very shortly as we hear from our next player at the console of the Kilburn Wurlitzer. And it's someone I always feel tends to get forgotten about these days, but he was one of the real old-timers, as it were, and a fine player. His signature tune was A Little Bit of Heaven, and if that hasn't given the game away for you, he'll be introducing himself very shortly.
This is Terence Casey at the organ of the State Theatre, Kilburn, in London. And it's indeed a pleasure to play to you again for the next 30 minutes. I'm going to commence with a tune with an extraordinary title. It's Primera. In actual fact, it's an Italian title and means number one.
Terence Casey and Primero. Now, the Gaumont State Wurlitzer was one of the trickiest instruments to play when the theatre was in its original form, as the console was at the right-hand end of the orchestra pit with the chambers located in the left-hand wall of the theatre, some considerable distance away in this very large and wide auditorium. Well, during the alterations to make it into a venue for bingo, the console was moved to a space on the floor just below the chambers on the left-hand side, which certainly makes a world of difference for anybody playing the instrument these days. Well, here's an excerpt from a programme which went out on the 27th of December 1963, just a couple of months after the BBC had sold the famous Moller organ and Sandy Macpherson had officially retired as BBC theatre organist. However, his request programmes continued for a few more years, mainly from the Granada tooting or from Kilburn, as we're about to hear.
This is the BBC Light programme and the British Forces Network in Germany. Thank you.
Good afternoon. This is Sandy McPherson with another of these programs of greetings and requests. And this afternoon, for a change, I'm at the organ of the Gaumont State Theatre, Kilburn, London. Joe McBride's here with me, as usual. And between us, we have, quite a few requests for you. Here for you all is an old-time selection called Sweethearts of Yesterday.
A selection called Sweethearts of Yesterday, as played by Sandy McPherson. Well, these next two titles go together rather nicely, Swinging Bells and At the Sign of the Swinging Cymbal. To play the first one, the man who was my predecessor on The Organist Entertains between 1969 and 79, the old organ grinder himself, Robin Richmond. Unfortunately, this snippet is missing his sig tune, so it's straight into Robin's announcement.
Hello friends, Robin Richmond here, seated this day at the organ, but neither weary nor ill at ease. Who could be at this beautiful four-manual organ here in the Gaumont State, Kilburn? Let's get the programme swinging right away with the help of Steve Race's catchy tune, Swinging Bells. Thank you.
Hello, everyone. This is Louis Mordish playing for you from the Gaumont State Cinema in Kilburn. And for my opening number, here is something unusual with an Eastern flavor and the rather intriguing title of At the Sign of the Swinging Cymbals.
The man who was my featured artist here on the Organist Encores a couple of months ago, Louis Mordish, and At the Sign of the Swinging Cymbal. Well, our next organist was very much associated with the north of England and could frequently be heard broadcasting from the Odeon and Gaumont Wurlitzers in Manchester, and also occasionally from the Odeon Leeds. However, on this occasion he'd been scheduled to play at Kilburn, so here he is.
Good morning, everybody. This is Charles Smitten speaking to you from the console of the organ of the Gaumont State Theatre, Kilburn, in London. And from now until 10:30, I'm going to play for you a programme of music, which I hope you will find easy on the ear, and that it will help you along with whatever you may be doing. I'm going to begin with El Relicario, then Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. Thank you.
Two contrasts there from Charles Smitten at the State Kilburn Wurlitzer in happier days before the severe stroke he suffered in the 1980s and which affected his playing ability so badly. To round things off for this time, and with a final example of yet another organist producing his own particular style and sound from this instrument, here's someone else who was a very regular broadcaster during this era, George Blackmore. Now, this is actually the final item in this particular broadcast, and it would be a brave man who chose to introduce it like this these days.
Well, to end my programme this morning, back to the days of the Black Bottom and the Charleston. So grab your dusters, housewives, and now's your chance to dance while you dust to a medley from the Roaring Twenties. Enjoyed this programme, and it's George Blackmore saying goodbye to you all from the organ of the Gaumont State Cinema, Kilburn.
Music from the Roaring Twenties, George Blackmore's Dance While You Dust medley dedicated to all those non-working housewives of the 1960s. Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing the excellent Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer and the many and varied sounds produced by several different players. And let's hope that before too long, circumstances will allow this superb theatre organ to be heard on a regular basis once again. Well, next week, Damon will be presenting another star organist, so do join him then if you can. Until my next visit on the 12th of September, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for listening, all the best, and bye-bye.